This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Henry gets 300 more yards, which is certainly possible the way that he doesn't even need 300 total. I'm just using that as a number. If he gets anywhere close to that, he will become the all-time rushing leader in the playoffs.
Can I give you some numbers that matter?
Sure.
Baltimore and New England were the fifth and sixth best rushing defenses in the league this year.
Yep.
Both allowing less than 96 per game. We saw what he did to them.
Yep.
195 for you, Baltimore. 182 for you, Pats. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Now, KC, 26th against the run this year. Yes, they've played better, but that's 128.2 yards per game just on the ground, okay? And so you tell me. If I'm a defender on that KC side, I know I got to be a lot different than I was. What was that back in November? I think I don't have the date in front of me from that game that Tennessee won over them. I believe it was November when he rushed for 188 on them.
Yep.
On 23 carries. Johnny averaged 8.2 per carry in that win. Now, that was in Nashville.
Yep.
So it's a much different animal trying to do it in KC. That said, I mean, is the plan not run Derrick Henry down their throat? All?
Yep.
Because, again, if you want to get fancy with it, you figured you'd have done that against the Patriots because of surely they're going to try to stop your best thing, Derrick Henry. Well, they couldn't. Baltimore, fifth best run defense, they couldn't. Why is KC all of a sudden going to be able to stop Derrick Henry when no one else, even good rushing defenses, can right now? You're talking about, John, you realize this goes back three straight weeks he's been over 180. If he does it again, like you said, everything he's done has been historic. He's making himself a Hall of Famer just with this run. It's impressive. And if you're the Tennessee Titans, I don't see any kind of way you're not throwing money at this guy in terms of coming back. He's your best weapon.
Yeah,
no question about it.
There's no doubt. So that's what's in front of the Tennessee Titans. History could be possibly made for Derrick Henry. And listen, you tell me that you're saying that Memphis is all in on this thing. They're all in on the Titans, you know, making a Super
Bowl.
We
weren't having this discussion 20 years ago when Steve McNair and the Titans, yes, they were just 3 years removed from moving. But then it should have stung more, right? I don't remember Memphis hating on Steve McNair and that Titans team that played, you know, came up, what, a yard short of winning.
Yeah.
I don't remember it then. So have we changed in the 20? Our hate for Nashville's built up so much that, no, it's the difference is this ain't hockey. This ain't the Predators making a Stanley Cup run in 17. This is the NFL that we all watch.
We don't even know
even
the rules
from the
in
fringe.
Hockey. We don't
exactly.
know what icing means.
We all watch from the fringe, and you get down to four of them, and one of them's got the name Tennessee on it. You're going to pay attention.
That's right.
Yes, even here in Memphis, unless your name is Orlando Noma. He's the one that won't.
Yeah, and there are three stars in the Tennessee Titans logo to represent.
I don't need all that. Yeah, I don't need all that.
Middle, East,
tell me
and
about
West.
It because it does. Yeah, I don't need all that. I don't need all that.
I do think time heals some of that. Like, the further away you get from that 1 year, it to your point, and it's also the NFL, you know, and it's an NFL thing. NFL's big, so it's the closest
it
thing
is.
We got.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I will say that I don't think I will not feel like a championship came to Memphis.
No.
If they win a Super Bowl, I will not feel that sense of pride, and neither will the team, because when they were asked about it, they said, we want to give the city a championship, not the state, the city.
So they won't be doing a separate parade for the city of Memphis.
Well, who do you ask somebody else with some state NFL to make five of them and do them all over the state?
Yeah, I think so.
Who else does
that? State. It's the Tennessee Titans. It's not the Nashville Titans, even though they're based in Nashville. It's the Tennessee Titans. Yeah.
If Minnesota ever wins one, you're going to march them all around the state?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
They'll do a tour.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
You're
going to do one in Minneapolis. You'll be done with it.
St. Paul
gets
no love.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
St. Paul gets no love
from
the Vikings.
We're certainly different than the rest of the state. Like, I don't even think we want it. We don't need the parade. We can all sort of – we don't have to root in and go gung-ho for you, but we can all sort of support it. You understand what I'm saying to the point? Support it and then let it go. You know, and no, you don't need a parade for the Titans downfield. I'm sure some people, some crazy Titans fans would love it. You don't need all that, John. You keep that part separate.
So, wait a minute. So, you're saying if the Titans win the Super Bowl, we don't want a parade in Memphis?
Don't need a parade. It's not our team.
Let me ask you
this.
I
don't buy into this whole it's the state team. I'm just saying that for my part of the art, I'm saying when you get down to Final Four, yeah, at that point, yeah, your team's out of it. Your Bears, your every other Vikings, your Raiders. Absolutely. Why wouldn't you pay attention?
Every Memphian that roots for the Titans does not view it as Nashville's team. They view it as the state's team.
Oh, no.
I get that on Twitter, that it's the state's team. I don't,
because that's again, because you don't want to find yourself rooting for something from Nashville.
Is Minnesota the state's team?
Yes.
That's what you're not going to march it all around the state if they win the
thing.
No,
you're not. They're going to go to one more than,
dude.
Yes, they are.
You absolutely are not going to do that.
They're going to go to St. Paul.
Again, you're getting two in the names and the state and the city. That's ridiculous. Like when they said that, the Predators would love to be the state's team. The problem is they're Nashville, so we're going to argue that that's not the state's team. There's no other hockey team in Tennessee, but believe it or not, they are the state's team. That said, I don't – that garbage that means they got to come here and have a parade here? No.
Will there be
keep
more
your
people,
parade in your city.
More people for the Lionel Hollins rally or for the Titans parade?
Well, Jason's telling me there will not be a parade, so by proxy, no, that means there will have been
there
more
for Lionel. There won't
be
a parade. The Titans fans that are here that love them would like to have one. There won't be one.
Right.
Because they don't – when you break it down, they don't care about you.
Exactly. They don't care about you, right.
It's like Kanye West on the like Tennessee Titans do not care about Memphis people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't care.
I mean, the way you did that. You had to be careful with that. Yeah, but yeah. You know, I mean, does their caravan, who do they bring on the caravan? Some third-string tight end.
The punter.
That's what we get.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. They don't bring us the elite guys.
No.
Like Derrick Henry or some of the stars.
Yeah.
Because you don't matter.
Maybe not a parade, but can we get like a visit? You know what I'm saying?
If they're going to send down the C-list and D-list dudes.
Oh, I've been one of those caravans. This is the C and D-list dudes,
That's
bro.
What I'm telling you.
I mean, I'm telling you. I mean, it's
That's
I
don't, it. Final
practice
Four.
Practice squad.
They don't care about you. Final Four, you can still be interested, just like you were when they went to the Super Bowl. What was that, 99?
Yeah.
And came up a yard short. We were all pulling for him then.
All right. Well, anyway, Derrick Henry
pull for him. Don't have to have a parade for him.
Derrick Henry is on the verge of making history.
He's a beast.
In the NFL playoffs. We will come back. Lots more to come. Jason Fitz going to join us at 1:25. I might ask him if Memphis deserves a parade if the Titans win.
He's going to say yes.
He's going to say yes. Good. Good. So we'll put it together. We will come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Data message rates apply national contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G, $1,000 in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
Calm is the code word. Text the word CALM, C-A-L-M, to 72881. You have 53 minutes to do it up until 2 o'clock, and you can win $1,000 with the cash word. It's a new money, new year, and this hour's word is CALM, C-A-L-M. And don't forget, if you miss a word, simply go to 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app and use our rewind feature. You can go back that hour and actually get the word if you happen to miss it. Next code word's coming up at 2 o'clock.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parish from the Gary Parish Show reminding you that if you're a vodka drinker, make sure you're drinking New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Do you know how silly it is to pay nearly twice as much for another bottle when New Amsterdam is awesome and available? It's super silly, so don't do that. Just grab a bottle or a case of New Amsterdam Vodka, which is the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. And check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. That's newamsterdamspirits.com.
To me, the most important word in the world is dignity. There are certain God-given rights to be fed, to have shelter, medicine, and clothing. When many of our clients come to us, they face the great risk of losing much of what they have. In some cases, losing everything. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. In one instant, an accident, a natural disaster, or the intentional acts of others can threaten our dignity. Whether it's the loss of a paycheck, paying medical bills, enduring a life of pain and suffering, or a claim with your own insurance company, or a business dispute, and you can't afford to pay a lawyer by the hour, you only pay us if we recover for you. Let my firm fight for you, your family, and your dignity. Call us for a free consultation. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Free background information available upon request.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
This is how we do it.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night, and I feel all right. The party's here on the west side.
Last night, the LSU Tigers win in going away fashion, really, against Clemson. They're the national champions. Is LSU 42-25. Hope you had the over, and I hope you had LSU minus five. Joe Burrow threw for five touchdowns. Five touchdowns in the championship game. Pretty good, Jason. Will you take it?
Yes, he was responsible for 14 touchdowns during the college football playoffs. Deshaun Watson had the previous record at seven.
Yep.
Burrow doubled it.
There is no question that he is the number one pick in the NFL draft. Had six touchdowns total last night. Don't want to short him. He had the rushing touchdown there.
He is a slick good runner.
He is a slick good runner, and you're only saying that because he's white. But yes, you're right. He is a slick good runner.
I wouldn't say
deceptively athletic.
And I don't say that because I'm speaking more to the he doesn't even run like Trevor Lawrence, who's also white, John, and had a long touchdown run against Ohio State. If you remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
That dude ran like a horse.
Yeah.
In that one, I'm speaking differently. This has nothing to do with race. There's a vision to Burrow, and maybe
yep.
it's just his maturity level.
Yep.
But he doesn't panic when he's got some room, and even if he's just scrambling for the 3 yards he sees in front of him just to avoid taking the 1 yard or 2 yard loss, like he's got a little wiggle to
yep.
him that is resourceful, no question.
No, you're right.
That wasn't a race joke, bro. I'm offended that you went there. I'm absolutely offended.
Well, you know what? Ed Orgeron was probably offended when he would retweet about him. You know, before all of this, he was probably offended that every college basketball pundit in the nation thought that his tenure at LSU was going to be a disaster, that he didn't deserve the job, that it was a joke, that he got it, that the LSU, the next few years at LSU were going to be disastrous.
Did you see Scott Cassiola's tweet?
I did. I don't know. Which one?
That he once had Ed, you know, in the office offer him a Diet Coke and then
yes.
ask him, now why are you giving me so much trouble about my injury reports?
Yeah, that's funny. That's
Thank
funny.
You. Yeah, I mean, seriously. Orgeron's worried about Cassiola asking him about Ed's approach to injury reports.
But why was he giving him a hard time about his injury reports?
But dude,
come on, you know
it's Scott Cassiola at the CA. Like, calm down, Ed.
Scott
okay?
said
this ain't the FBI. This ain't an interrogation.
Scott said he did not drink the Diet Coke. He turned down the Diet Coke.
Damn.
Yeah, so that's tough. That's tough. And he's giving him a hard time on
well, if he didn't have
the
ice.
Injury reports.
He didn't have. If Ed didn't offer ice with the Coke, I can understand. If it was a hot Coke, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. But I'll drink a hot Coke, too. I'm not above doing that either. But let me ask you this. It got me to kind of thinking. Everybody was wrong about Ed Orgeron, right? Everybody was wrong about his ability to coach. Everybody was wrong
Except
about his
you,
ability
apparently.
To run. I'm not even putting me in that category. Like, I didn't come out and say I think this is going to be amazing. Who have you been wrong about, like, as a player, as a coach? Like, when you think back to all the things you've said over the years, like, who is, like, your guy that you've been most wrong about? That you thought he was going to be bad and turned out to be awesome, or you thought it was going to be awesome and turned out to be bad? I know you got one. At least.
I got funny and I got real. Which
All
one
right.
are we doing?
Let's do the real one first.
Stan Simpson.
Oh, that was the real one.
Kind of. I thought he's going to have a decent year in the middle. I wouldn't say he's going to be a Hakeem Olajuwon. Folks took that and ran with
yeah.
it. But I thought he was going to be decent. It was an absolute mess. I mean, we've seen this all the time. Drew Barham earned a scholarship based on what he'd done in the offseason down in the Bahamas.
Yep.
And then in preseason practice, Johnny's everything in the offseason, he's hitting everything.
Yep.
You get him out in the games, and I would have told you before that season, this is Drew Barham's year. He had earned the scholarship. Dude had been a good player, a private school player here that, more importantly, was what the Tigers needed, an outside shooter
That's right.
who was going to knock it down consistently. And I don't know what it was, but you got him out on the floor at FedEx Forum, and those shots would not drop. It didn't matter what he did in preseason practice. Didn't matter what he did in the Bahamas. And if we're looking at it that way, these mistakes happen all the time where you see what you think is something that's going to help, and it comes out and it doesn't look that way. Now, in fairness to Drew, he goes to Gonzaga, and those shots start dropping.
Yep.
Like, he has a great career out there, and all those shots that he worked so hard on are all falling out there, and you wonder, well, how much of it was just a confidence thing and a, you know, just sort of a visual thing on the basket you couldn't get over. But that said, John, it happens quite a bit, man, where you've thought these guys are set up for a great season, but no Ed Orgeron, I think, where we were all sort of in, no, this ain't going to work because the track record's just so bad. But it happens all the time, man, where I think we assume things are going to go one way and they go completely the opposite.
Yeah. All right. So
both good and bad.
That was your real one. What was your funny one?
Whatever. You give me one. You don't want to
give me two for one?
No.
If I say one, then you'll give me the funny one?
I mean, give me a real one.
I'll give you a real
Forget
one.
Forget Stan Simpson in Memphis. Give me a real one.
No, I'll give you a real one. I have no problem admitting it. Scarlett Bissier.
That's a good one, actually.
Scarlett Bissier, I thought he was going to be an all-star.
Oh, we all did.
Yeah, like, I thought he was going to be a
That's a good one. You put some thought into it.
He was 6'11", 7 foot tall. You know, he could bring the ball up the floor. He had some touch. You know, he added some strength. And he's still in the league, so it's not like he has had a humiliating career or anything like that, but it's just not been what I thought it would be. Like, I thought this guy was going to, you know, be the perfect modern big, you know, and for whatever reason, like, what is he? Is he in Sacramento? Like, where is he? Oh, he's in Portland,
right?
He's in
Portland.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he, for whatever reason, has not latched on, and he's not really playing right now with the Blazers. He's averaging 5.8 points a game, 5 rebounds this year. You know, I thought he was going to be dominant in the NBA, and he had a bad year at Kentucky, and maybe some of that's John Calipari's fault. I think he took the blame for that, actually. He said he missed you, Skull. But, yeah, I was wrong about him.
You weren't the only one. We all – dude, he was a 7-footer, could run the floor like a gazelle.
Yeah,
he
man.
The floor like what we thought with Wiseman.
Yeah.
It was a can't-miss deal.
Yeah, so I was certainly – you can go back and find some tweets of mine – probably look very silly.
I mean, watching
now.
Adonis Thomas at Melrose, and I told you he's going to go to the NBA. The guy does everything. He had an NBA body then. I mean, you know, this we crown these dudes, and I'd have told you too, from a work ethic standpoint, and from a high school ranking standpoint, that Joe Jackson, even at his size, had a pretty good shot. It just goes to show you, well, two separate things. That part, how hard it is to make it the NBA. Sometimes it's out of your control. Sometimes it is your size. I mean, Joe had the work ethic of an NBA player. Sometimes it's not about that. Not about that at all. And so, yeah, man, I think we have a tendency, and especially in this business that you or I are in, to sort of have that judgment, make that judgment. In a lot of cases, it's our job. And, yeah, man, whether it's judging it the wrong way, right, a good thing we thought was a can't miss and it doesn't go through and doesn't pan out the way we thought, or the other way around, the ones we don't see coming. Those are better stories, actually, the ones we don't see coming, and they turn out great. And that's sort of what's happened here, to put the bow on it with Ed Orgeron, one that we sort of written off and certainly had become the butt of our jokes, all of us that are being honest with ourselves. He gets the last laugh, and it's a great story.
I got one more I got to come clean on. Paxton.
Oh, you were filthy for Paxton. You may have to come through on Justin Fuente, even though he's going to probably – back turned around.
Not
you said
yet.
National championships.
Not yet.
He's got plenty of time.
Paxton, however, probably does not have much time.
You were a little bit giddy on him.
I was pretty giddy on him.
Let's be real. Let's be real.
Yeah, I was pretty giddy on him. I thought I remember
– More so than everyone else.
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody else had questions. I was
like – Did y'all play video games together or something? Like, was there an extra reason there was a little extra giddy?
No, we never did. I just – I thought he was an awesome quarterback, and I thought that he was going to be an awesome NFL quarterback.
You thought Austin Nichols was going to make the league.
Well, he could have, but that ain't got nothing to do with talent. I mean,
sure it does.
The reason why he ain't in the NBA is not because of talent. All right, I mean there's a whole lot of other factors there.
No, you were giddy about Paxton. Keep in mind, 2-star.
Yeah, he was. And I mean, I went through a lot of trouble for this. I went through like all of his game tape, and I picked out like in GIF form, I picked out like five different throws he made that last year. And I said, these are the five throws that will mean Paxton Lynch will be an awesome NFL quarterback. And like, is he on a roster right now? Is he still with the Steelers? I have no idea.
I got one. It's a little bit closer to home. One that we wrote off, and yeah, there's video of me booing, but I wasn't the only one doing it. Jaren Jackson at number four. I remember a guy who's much – John Roser agreeing at the time also, being that he wasn't the best. I believe John's guy was Wendell Carr. Brother,
we have little faith. How dare you?
A lot of us were there. And that night, dude, I was the one, and that's Connor Dunning chiming in, and that's why we get the how dare you, and rightfully so. But that is one that's completely changed our view on him. Those of us that hated and maybe even wanted to start hating again early on this season when Jaren was struggling a little bit, the dude's a unicorn. It's a good pick. But it wasn't just Jason Smith that was saying don't take Jaren Jackson. There were folks that, hell, working for Grind City Media right now saying don't do it. You understand me? So don't put me on that island by myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, so, he's one. I'm telling you right now, a lot of folks didn't want that, and it's panned out very well. Now, everybody would tell you, oh, I was in it the whole time.
Right.
I love Jaren from the get-go. I saw it in him when he was barely playing at Michigan State.
No, I'm pretty sure people booed. We were at the Bluff. I'm pretty sure people booed that pick.
It wasn't unanimous, but it was darn close to it. A lot of people love to say it was Jason Smith.
It wasn't like when Donald Trump was on the field yesterday. You know, it wasn't unanimous like that. They chanted USA, USA.
Man, I saw it.
It was a great moment, yep. Regardless of your political affiliation, right?
Weird. I thought they were going to walk for a touchdown.
Are you not a proud American?
Did you see that when they go five more yards and didn't do 10? Melania, got a little uncomfortable. They were trying to figure out whether to hold hands. Melania's like, how much further are we going? We going to the 50? And I was just like, come on, walk it in for a touchdown. You may as well. All right, he's the president of the United States. That was a little awkward, but yes, John, got the standing O, and yes, it was got that before the national championship game.
Yeah, so anyway, add Ed Orgeron to the list. A lot of people were wrong about him completely. Listen, I'm all for proving people wrong. I love it when there's anybody that can prove, whatever wrong. I love to see that, you know. It's cool to see from where I'm sitting.
You, man. Nobody said you'd make it here.
Nobody said I'd make it here, man. I mean,
you had a lot of doubters and haters.
I'm trying to think if I had like a teacher or anything that like told me I couldn't make it. I don't think I had one of those.
Tola Black said you're too dumb and mad.
Tola Black was and is an angel of a woman.
Okay, she didn't discourage you.
No,
she was just telling you the truth that it's gonna be tough for you.
Yeah,
you know,
she did.
It's gonna be a hard world for you.
She sat me down and she said, "Look, you can't do basic algebra. What are you gonna do with your
life?
How
are you gonna balance your new money checkbook?
There would be no new money. There would be little money." And you better hold on to that for as long as you can. Invest it in it. You better find an apple or something because it's going to be tough for you, as you said.
Look at you. You made it.
I don't think I had any teacher like that. But, you know, people on Twitter say things, you know, but whatever. They don't motivate me like they
motivate. It's hard coming from the short bus.
I wasn't on the short bus.
Well, I mean, you were non-optional.
I can imagine. Well, that doesn't mean I was on the short bus.
I mean, however you can want to look at it.
Yeah, no, it was a very long bus with some people who were in standard. You know, did you or not understand an option? Did you never take the bus? Were you too good for the bus?
I took the 50.
The bus shaped me as a man. I mean, there's a lot of life lessons that you pick up when you ride the bus, like where to sit.
Oh, you don't have to tell a senior who rode the 50 Poplar.
You rode the Matta. Yeah. Yeah. What went wrong in your life?
Like that, you're supposed to have a car by your senior year.
No, I had a car when I was a junior. You know. I mean, I was in that parking lot with that.
Man, you grew up better than me then.
97 Altima, man.
Les couldn't even provide.
No, he could. He just didn't want to.
I'm just spending too much in the bar.
All right, let's not mitigate this in public, man. All right, let's not do this. All right, we will come back. Jason Fitz going to join us. We will talk to him about the game last night, about the Titans and more. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
At Booking.com, our search filters make it easy to book the perfect place to stay to check off any New Year's resolution. Want to be more active this year? Book a resort with a fitness center at Booking.com. Check. Want to shorten your commute? Book a ski lodge right by the lifts at Booking.com. Check. Or do you want to worry less in 2020? Then book a vacation home with a relaxing hot tub. Check. At Booking.com, there's a booking for every resolution. Download the app and book now.
If you like pina coladas and getting by the rain.
Spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like pina coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Yeah, Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason Fitz, starting next Monday, is going to be the host of the brand new ESPN radio show, First Take Your Take. You can hear that on 790 AM ESPN. He joins us every week, and he joins us now.
It's ESPN's Jason Fitz. And hear him now, live, with Jason and John.
Fitz, what is the word, my friend?
Man, I'm just hanging out in beautiful New Orleans, trying to soak in the greatness of a national championship game that lived up to all the hype. How y'all doing in Memphis?
Yeah, everything is so far so good here in Memphis. Lots to get to today. First thing I want to ask you, though, is you have this brand new show that's going to debut next Monday at noon Memphis time. Again, you can catch that on 790 AM. What can people and what should people expect from this show?
Well, First Take Your Take is basically, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to take that time slot where you're used to hearing Stephen A., and we're going to take some of the best moments from Stephen A. and Max during First Take. So we might take a couple-minute clip from when they were debating on whatever the hottest topic was of the day. We're going to take that take, we're going to play it for you, and then we're going to react to it. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the conversation that you've already heard on First Take, but we're going to make it interactive, and we're going to let everybody be a part of reacting to it. So we might play the take, and then let's say they're arguing about the Clemson-LSU game. Well, then we might have a guest from that game that will come on and break down their opinion on what Stephen A. and Max said. I'll give you my opinion on it, and then we'll throw out the callers and let them get really involved. So we're still going to cover the breaking news as it breaks throughout the course of the day, and whenever big topics hit while we're on air, we'll cover them just the way ESPN Radio always does. But for the most part, what we're doing is we're coming in and still giving you some of the flavor, Stephen A., you're used to there. But we're going to take that conversation and make it interactive. So instead of yelling at your TV about why you disagree with Stephen A. or why you disagree with Max, you can yell at me, and we can do that on the radio together.
Good deal. All right, so you're down there. You're down there in New Orleans. Obviously, LSU wins the national championship. They were the best team basically all year long. They were the best team last night. Coach O gets a ring. Joe Burrow goes out on top. We've already kind of read some of the tweets from college football writers when Ed Orgeron got hired, and it feels like unanimously everybody just kind of made fun of it or thought it was going to be a disaster, that it wouldn't work, some variation of that. But yet here he is winning a national championship, which nobody said he could do. What should we learn from this? Like, what's the takeaway from what Ed Orgeron just did?
It's not the sexy hire that gets it. It's the right hire, and it's the hire that actually cares about the program. And that's, I think, one of the things that just keeps sticking out to me. When you think about, you know, because it's funny, we ran a piece on Dabo during College Football Live last week, and people forget that when Dabo was hired, he actually received death threats from fans that thought he wasn't qualified to take the job. But that man lives, breathes, eats Clemson. I mean, that was that he wanted that to work. And I think what we have to understand is that at some point you need to find a coach that isn't looking just to take a job to get to the next job. You need to find a coach that comes in and has some level of buy-in to the community in the area. And it really hit me when we were at game day this year, and, you know, we were down in Baton Rouge, and you walked around and you listen to people, and the very things that we've made fun of, the mannerisms, the way he speaks, the way he holds himself, all of these things that we've found as a joke, I'm walking around and I'm saying, man, he speaks to this region, and it works because it connects. When he sits in the living room and says, come play for me, and that whole family says, I feel like he's already family, and that's a big part of why I think it connected. You know, so I think you've got to find somebody that actually cares so much about the gig that they'll do whatever it takes to take it and make it work. And look, they've always had talented players. He's kept talented players. But the other thing that we can learn from this is because Coach O maybe wasn't as loud and because he didn't come in with the same ego, he rebuilt his coaching staff, which took a lot of courage to do. He's the one that identified Joe Brady, the passing coordinator. He's the one that looked at it and said, hey, we've generationally had quarterback issues. Let's fix it. And he got it right. So, you know, having pride in where you're working that eclipses the pride that you have in who you think you are or should be, I think is a key to making a great coach. And that's why it's going to be sustainable for Coach O, because he'll continue to sort of personify that area.
Are we prisoners of the moment, or was that the best season we've seen in college football history? When you add up all the wins, the natty they just won, the way they won it, who they did it against, all the awards they've won, was it the best season ever for a college football team?
I mean, it's the best season I've ever seen. Maybe that's the best statement we can make, because I'm sure there's going to be somebody that comes in and says, well, what about the 1940, whatever, and then somebody else is going to laugh and say, yeah, but what about the year 2000, whatever, Miami team. But I'll say this, for who they played, the gauntlet they had to go through, this is a team that most years loses two or three games. And this year they won the national championship. And frankly, this wasn't complicated. They went out, like, this is no credit, no discredit to Clemson. They went out and did exactly what we thought they were going to do. They're the best team in the country, and they played like the best team in the country.
How will the rest of this go for Burrow? I'm asking you to, you know, let's assume he gets drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals. I think it was McShay yesterday said they'd be fools not to take him. Is it ever this good again for Joe Burrow? Is he that good, right, that he can get even Cincinnati turned around? Like, what's the rest of the career look like for Joe Burrow? Is this the top of the top for him?
I had two different analysts yesterday that used the word generational with me when talking about Joe Burrow, and that is the belief. Like, at some point, because of the way it didn't work in previous stops, we've looked at it and said, yeah, well, why is it going to work now? I'll argue this. The NFL has changed drastically in the last 5 years. Coaches have figured out that what you need to do is look at which quarterbacks do best and let them do it the best way they can. And that's why we've seen some success early on for basically most of the young quarterbacks we're seeing. How you sustain it is a different challenge. Well, what we saw last night, Joe Burrow was taking on the best defensive coordinator in all of college football. And in the second half particularly, what he was doing was looking for one particular matchup. And I say he because this is Burrow. He went to the line of scrimmage trying to look to find a way to put their best receiver on the weakest corner and exploit it to a one-on-one man-to-man matchup. And they did it consistently because of what he did at the line of scrimmage. Dude's smart. He's smart. He makes great throws. I think we should have been having a conversation this year once we saw how good he could be in the right system, that we should have had the same conversation with him about that we've had about Andrew Luck. So, you know, he's that level to me. I think, yes, he makes the Bengals immediately better. If I'm A.J. Green, he's reason enough that I might want to stay.
Wow.
And then you combine that with Joe Mixon. Man, they've tried to fix their offensive line and never done it right. But if they can do that, Cincinnati is going to immediately become much better, and they're going to become watched. They will become TV stars because of Joe Burrow.
We are Chris Ogden and Jason Fitz. He joins us every single Monday, usually on the show. Okay, the Tennessee Titans. Is this the most unprecedented, improbable, unlikely run that we have seen in the playoffs?
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not, you know me, never been a prisoner for the Titans moment. I'm not a Titans fan, but I don't like this matchup for Kansas City at all. I mean, they've beaten Kansas City four straight times. The rub on Kansas City is you can run the football on them, which they did earlier this year when they beat Kansas City. Mm-hmm. They beat Kansas City in a game where Patrick Mahomes had 400 yards passing plus, and Derrick Henry had 188 yards. So we're going to see the exact same thing, and we've seen the game plan for how this can work. I think the Titans are going to go to the Super Bowl, and the amazing part about that is then they're in this really weird spot where they're going to have to figure out what to do with Ryan Tannehill, the quarterback that's just got them to the Super Bowl that hasn't necessarily been so lights out in the playoffs that he should get a mega deal, but what do you do? And then Derrick Henry, who is a running back that deserves to get paid, and if I'm in Derrick Henry's camp, the number starts wherever Zeke's number ended.
Yeah.
And that's just timing is what it is. What are the Titans going to do? What is the cost? We've always asked fans, how much would you pay? What would you give up to get one Super Bowl? Titans fans may have to actually answer that question this year for a team that wasn't a Super Bowl team all year and has just gone a magical run.
You're dead on about these points. You open up the bank for Henry and give him whatever the heck you have to. I'm with you on the Tannehill question, and I've been asking it. What do you do? I asked Clay Travis, you go short term, right, give him 25 or give him 50 over two if he's going to take that, or do you franchise him? You know, I'm with you. I'm what you don't do is throw all the money at him that you throw at Derrick Henry, right? You want to keep this team together as much as you can. What do you think the best plan is?
Well, you're right. I think you should franchise him. But the problem is, you franchise, you might hurt your relationship with him. So if you can work out a deal that puts him in the mid-20s for the next 2 years and he'll take that, then
all
I think you take that.
And
you know, all of a sudden, but again, you're looking at a world now where mid-20s is actually not all that bad for a quarterback. So if I'm Tannehill's side, I want 2 years, let's say 55 in that range. That's where I think I'm worth. Because if he hits the open market, I mean, who would you rather have, Andy Dalton or Ryan Tannehill? Like, there's going to be – his services will be in demand if he hits the open market, which is amazing to say. And you're right. You pay whatever you have to Derrick Henry. But let's also acknowledge that when they paid Zeke, they paid Todd Gurley, they paid David Johnson, the top-paid running backs in the NFL hasn't garnered results.
They're better
before
the money.
So what do you do when you've got a particularly – you've got a thick running back that performs with so much physicality – and you're going to put that kind of money in him? You need to, but boy, it doesn't make anybody feel good.
You know, we've been talking about this a little bit the last couple of days, Fitz. Like, do you think teams across the league will see what the Titans are doing, how successful they've been, the brand of football that they're playing, right, which is so predicated on the run? Like, Tannehill doesn't even have to throw the ball at all to win in the playoffs. Like, do you think we're going to start seeing more of an emphasis on that position? Because in the past few years, you know, guys don't want to take
the emphasis on.
Yeah, teams don't want to take running backs in the first round. It has happened, but they don't love the situation. Do you think we'll get around to a point now where the running back becomes, you know, more important and guys are getting 300 to 400 carries a game?
I think that what we're looking at is, to your point, the opposite of what we've seen in the past. And frankly, right now, if I'm picking, you know, in the first round, and there's a running back I love, I'm taking him every day, all day. Why? Because you get the fifth year on him. So you know you control him for 5 years. And then as savage as this sounds, and this is not my personal view, this is just a business view. You run that running back star player into the ground for 5 years, and then you just let him walk and get another one. I think that's the future of the running back position. So, you know, which is just, it's gross to say because I want these guys to get paid, but look no further. You know my fandom. Like, Josh Jacobs is absolutely incredible. He had an incredible rookie year. I still think that the business plan for Josh Jacobs, as awful and icky as this sounds, is you just absolutely abuse the offense running through Josh Jacobs. You empty the tank in the first 5 years, and then you go draft another one. I mean, that's where you spend your money.
Are the Titans the States team? Like, we're trying to kind of, like, figure this out. Like, if they do make a Super Bowl run and they – do somehow manage to win the Super Bowl, like, does Memphis get a parade? Like, what should we expect here?
I mean, you won't, but you know what? I'll say this, and this wouldn't be popular to say in Nashville. You're as deserving as that city is. I mean, are we just going to gloss over the fact that they struggle to fill that stadium when games have been on the line?
Yeah.
Nashville struggles to fill the stadium, and now they're coming in saying, oh, we love this Titans team. Yeah, do you? You love this Titans team when they're on a Super Bowl run. I mean, it is the Titans diehards are diehards, and they're great. They are absolutely passionate. The problem is there are not enough of them in Nashville City that it's become more and more transient to really support this team year in and year out. And the best cities, the ones that deserve the parades to be, are the ones that are going to fill that stadium, whether you're 4-12 or whether you're 12-4. Look no further than the Cleveland Browns, who have just absolutely been you-know-what it all over for years. Yeah. And you know what? They still fill that stadium. Like, they ever win a Super Bowl there, the entire state can celebrate that all day long because of what they've suffered through. But, man, the city of Nashville is getting a lot of glow for the Titans right now. The Titans organization and those players deserve it. But the city of Nashville, I mean, it's fraudulent for them to stand up at this point and say that they've been behind the Titans with power for years.
Best point I've heard on Nashville in a long time. Which way are you leading, leaning Packers and 49ers? You got one way you're going, the other? You prefer Aaron?
Yeah,
you kind of trust Aaron?
Niners. I mean, I'm in on 49ers. Like, I kind of only saw one good game out of Aaron Rodgers, and we sort of love what we see there because it's Aaron Rodgers. But, my God, that defense. I mean, you want to talk about what we should be valuing. Look at what the 49ers have shown us. The 49ers have shown us if you invest in a bunch of guys that can get to the quarterback and do whatever it takes to do that, man, you can win even with pretty good, not great quarterback play. You can disrupt. And those guys on the defensive line and in the secondary are disruptors across the board. I mean, I'm at this point moving forward, I'm taking the 49ers the rest of the way. And I believe in that defense that much.
Hey, Fitz, man, we always do appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
You guys are the best. I'm sorry I missed you yesterday, but thanks for letting me recap everything today.
Always,
no,
man.
Thank you.
Yep, he is Jason Fitz. Catch him next Monday on ESPN Radio. I believe it is going to be called First Take Your Take. That begins next Monday. You can hear it on 790 AM ESPN. By the way, real quick, did you get a chance yesterday to talk about Marshawn Lynch?
What he said about the chickens and the preserving
your body.
Did
you discuss that?
No, I did not, and I actually appreciated it from him.
Oh, that was incredible. That first of all, he's done. He's retiring.
Couldn't tell.
Yeah, like there was also a report that he went to the Green Bay locker room to seek out Aaron Rodgers, and they exchanged jerseys. And Marshawn Lynch ain't that dude, right? Like, he ain't the dude that's going to be exchanging jerseys, right?
Oh, yeah, that was it.
But, like, he was trying to show respect for Aaron Rodgers and everything he's done in the league. And so it definitely feels like to me that Marshawn Lynch is done. But he is such a fascinating guy because
Bear Grylls really opened him up.
I have not seen that. Bear Grylls?
Yeah, you should see that episode. And if you had, I think you'd know the reason. I think Bear somehow got Marshawn to see the value. We know Marshawn thinks highly of himself. But the value in sharing his experiences, his knowledge, right? I think Bear got him to open up. When they were out in the wilderness together. John, if you watch that episode, they go and eat a pig together in that episode.
Oh, wow.
A warthog.
Yeah.
And Marshawn hasn't been the same since he appeared on the show. And that's how I explain that sort of introspection.
Yeah.
After this last game and the way he was willing to give when Marshawn really has just been, let's be real, like, you know, he'd been about Oakland and him. You get it? If you're from Oakland, I got you. Me, I got you. Now he's about giving it to the world, John, and all the rookies that come in the NFL.
Well, I mean, and that's one of the cool things. Is like he took the opportunity in what's likely going to be his final game ever. He took that opportunity to say, hey, I know a lot of guys who aren't with us anymore, who I played with. You know,
he was giving them advice on their money.
Take care of your chicken, is what he said. Which I've never heard money referred to as chicken.
Uh-huh. And your health. He was talking about your health, too. Keep in mind, this is a Marshawn Lynch. A little bit of what I'm saying, a little bit funny, but a very serious point here in that funny. Remember, he wouldn't talk at all.
Not at all.
Got no time for the media, right, because I got no message to give y'all right now. That's what I'm saying. He's completely changed where there's actually some value in me giving you this message now. He completely changed. I'm trying to tell you, it happened eating that warthog with Bear Grylls, bro. He opened up.
Yeah.
Can you imagine somebody more out of place than that brother from Oakland, right, from the hard scrabble streets of Oakland, out there with Bear Grylls on a mountain, Bear telling him to hang from this rope and go down there and get the warthog. Like, at first, Marshawn's like, brother, you talking to the wrong dude.
Yeah.
He eventually gets the man to go down. And that's one thing about Marshawn. You don't get Marshawn Lynch to do what Marshawn Lynch don't want to do.
Right.
He completely changed that episode. And, John, I think it's a part of the reason why we're seeing a different Marshawn Lynch now, in addition to the fact, let's keep it real, that he knows his career is over. And I think he appreciates it more, having sort of gotten away from it. Then you go back to it, you appreciate it more. And you're willing to share what you've learned with others.
Well, in that episode,
it's fascinating.
Well, and Marshawn Lynch is like a guy, like, you know, you don't really look at him as like, you know, that type of dude.
He's not pliable. He does what he wants to do.
But like, even in that episode, like Bear Grylls asked him, you know, if you had to say like a young guy in Oakland who really wants to make it, who wants to be the new beast mode, and he's got the talent, what would you say to him? And Marshawn Lynch said, I'd ask him what his grades look like. You know, like, and that's just like to see
the
a guy.
The dude's changing. It's maturity, John.
No doubt. You know, to give back, to have that message.
I appreciated it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I thought it was a really, really cool way to go out, if indeed that's what's going to happen for Marshawn Lynch.
Great going career. Out, quite frankly, looking to help others rather than just yourself.
Speaking of going out, Antonio Gates announced today one of the great, if not the greatest, tight end in the history of the game. Announced that he is stepping away. He's retiring from the game. What a career he has had. I mean, even like as of like 2 years ago, he was still relevant, you know, like in fantasy. Not that that's like the barometer or the metric, but my goodness, the guy has been a professional football player since 2003. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's how long he has played in the NFL.
Well, there'll always be Tony Gonzalez, Mike Ditka, and then Antonio Gates.
Yeah, that's right. That's Mike Ditka. Okay. Yeah.
Don't forget Gronk.
He's a good one, too.
Gronk, just his career was
the
too short.
The short career? Yeah. Can we put him up there with
too
those
short.
Other three?
He finishes with 955 receptions for 11,800 yards and 116 touchdowns.
How many receptions?
955.
You want to know what the best had?
What's that?
Tony Gonzalez, 1325.
Wow.
Over 400 more receptions. How many yards?
11,841.
15,000 for Gonzalez.
How many touchdowns?
111.
Antonio got him there. He got him 116.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
That he got him because he's so much.
And fewer
had so
receptions.
Many more receptions and yards, Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Antonio Gates was a touchdown machine for so long.
He really was. Fantasy machine.
Yep. His best year. Let's go through his 2004 season.
He's probably ahead of Dick, I guess, from a yard standpoint, and certainly from a touchdown.
I mean,
he 14. Now, how many Pro Bowls?
Eight.
Okay.
Eight Pro Bowls. In 04, he had 13 touchdowns. In 05, he had 10 touchdowns. In 06, he had 9 touchdowns. 07, he had 9 touchdowns. 08, 8 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, that's tight end numbers, though. That's pretty phenomenal.
Oh, yes. Like, yes. I mean, it really is. But anyway, what a career for Antonio Gates.
More receiving touchdowns than Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah.
You could win some bets with that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll bet with something.
anyway, we will come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month or less. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway included at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/access now to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes taxes and fees. Includes 1 terabyte of data per month. Data overage charges apply. For details about data allowance, go to att.com/internet-usage. Geographic and service restrictions apply.
Want your roof done right?
Well, yeah.
Then call the A-Team. 901-605-ROOF. A-Team roofers are licensed contractors and doesn't cut corners. We have on-site supervisors, and we only hire and train the best.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Hey there. As you're driving right now, take note of the vehicle in front of you. Are you a safe distance behind? Are you approaching too fast? Can you stop in time if a collision is about to happen? There's a lot to keep track of in order to drive safely. That's where the 2020 Chevy Equinox can help you. With automatic emergency braking with forward collision alert, now standard on all 2020 Equinox models. Right now, get the 2020 Chevy Equinox with $3,750 cash allowance, plus current competitive owners get an additional $750 cash allowance. Driver is responsible for operating the vehicle. vehicle in a safe manner at all times. Certain conditions may affect feature performance. See owner's manual for important limitations and information. Excludes L models. Must be a current owner of a 2006 model year or newer non-GM vehicle for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 2/3/2020. See dealer for details. Visit All-Star Chevrolet today, your Mid-South Chevy dealer.
Reckon we ought to find a spot to watch the Irishman versus the Cowboy UFC match. What about Laughlin Yard?
Bollocks! Highland Axe and Rec is the place to watch McGregor vs. Cerrone.
Dead Gullet Dinner's Rec Room.
And don't forget about the big screens at Rail Garden.
You ninny? There are big screens at all four venues, plus food and drink specials. And it's a hell of a lot cheaper than streaming the match at home.
So get your arses to Rec Room, Laughlin Yard, Rail Garden, or Highland Axe and Rec for the UFC McGregor Cerrone bout. Action starts at 9 p.m. Saturday, January 18th.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
What's your case worth? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So people out there might think that when an investor says they want to buy your home for cash money, that the offer is not going to be a good one. Well, we can tell you that is not the case with the investor LiveLove Memphis is working with. So you might be thinking about listing your home and you may want, let's say, $180,000 for it. Well, chances are your offer from the investor that LiveLove is working with would most likely be in the $175,000 range, and that is all without the hassle of having to get it ready to go on the market, the expense of needed repairs, appraisal, closing cost assistance, and more. So you could actually be making more from your home with the investor offer.
Right. So if you're thinking of selling your home that's not yet on the market in Shelby County or in DeSoto County, they'd love to hear from you. Maybe you're not even thinking of selling, but you're hearing us and saying, well, why shouldn't I try that? You should. Because you'll have the knowledge. All you got to do is send your address and an email to investor@livelovememphis.com. It's very simple. Again, just your address to in an email to investor@livelovememphis.com. They're going to do a free analysis. That team led by Jennifer Carstensen. And don't worry, there's no obligation to sell. They're not going to hassle you with a bunch of emails and calls saying, hey, we did this for you, so now you got to sell with us. No, no, no. The Live Love Memphis Group is going to tell you what the investor will pay, and it's up to you to decide what you want to do from there. You could just sit on the knowledge. See how much cash you could get for your home today by emailing your home address again to investor@livelovememphis.com. One more time, that's investor@livelovememphis.com.
Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
I'm going to be checking out the third hottest team in the NBA.
Third.
Because only the Lakers and Utah Jazz, at least last I looked, I hope I'm still accurate on this, are hotter in terms of consecutive wins. They both won 9 in a row. Your Memphis Grizzlies, who host the Rockets tonight, a Rockets team that will be out without Westbrook, will have James Harden, not the fantastic Westbrook. John Martin, they are hosting them tonight at 7 o'clock. And this Memphis team has won 5 in a row heading into it. They are red hot. Jaren and Ja both playing very well, but it's not just them. It's the entire team. Jonas coming off, obviously, a huge game against Golden State with 31-19. This team is fun to watch, and I'll be rooting for them to get a sixth straight win against a Westbrook-less Rockets team tonight.
It's a winnable game. The Grizzlies are only a 4.5-point dog, you know, so it's certainly a winnable game against
them. They're all winnable these days, brother,
right,
when you got a superstar or two.
Connor, normally we don't ask you, but I'm assuming you'd be checking out the same thing tonight?
Absolutely. I will be there, but I'm also gonna preview the Utah-Brooklyn game. Little preview before the Grizzlies game. It's not a bad one. It's the only good NBA game besides the Houston-Memphis game. The rest of them are trash tonight.
Have you heard this man talk about D'Anthony Melton?
Oh, you love D'Anthony Melton.
I'm in love with D'Anthony Melton, yeah. He is.
And rightfully so. There's reasons to be in love, a lot of them.
That young man, his PER is a thing of beauty. It's like the Mona Lisa. Just go look at his stat line. Do me a favor. Go look at his per 100 possession stat line. Then, just for fun, go look at Kawhi Leonard, his second season in the NBA. And just look.
Everybody wants to be Kawhi Leonard today. Precious Achiuwa is Kawhi Leonard. D'Anthony Melton's Kawhi Leonard.
D'Anthony Melton is super efficient.
He's not Kawhi Leonard.
No, he's not.
I'm not saying D'Anthony Melton is.
But what I'm saying
is that his impact is similar to that of Kawhi.
No doubt.
Brother.
Well, it's a good low-cost addition for the Memphis Grizzlies.
I'm going to have to pay him a little something.
You have to do, something. But, like,
If I'm the Grizzlies, I'm keeping him all day long. Unless some crazy team comes in here and just decides, I guess, to give him a king's ransom. And you can't match it.
Right.
You're bringing him back.
I will be checking out some college hoops tonight. Duke is taking on Clemson on ESPN. Clemson, of course, is coming off of a big win against North Carolina. It's the first time they beat North Carolina since 1865. Did you know that?
No.
They had gone 140 years plus without beating North Carolina.
That ain't something. Everybody's beating North Carolina this year. Roy told you they ain't that gifted, dadgummit.
Now that's a tough spot. Because, like he said after the Clemson game, he was like, this is the low moment of my career. It's what he said. He said,
I didn't see that
one. He said, if I die tomorrow or in 20 years, this one will be my biggest regret.
He might need to think about just walking if he's going to be saying that after losses now.
Now he's talking about dying. Now he's like, if I die right now, if God strikes me down with lightning, this will be my worst loss. This will be my lowest moment ever.
They are down to 83 at KenPom. There ain't never a year in North Carolina where that it's okay to be that low for North Carolina.
That is really bad, for them.
Greg Marshall circling like a vulture.
You know what I mean?
Circling that program like a vulture. You better watch out, Roy.
I mean, are we going to get to a point where North Carolina, stops being the recruiting force that they've always been?
They'll move on from Roy before they do that.
Well, Roy will step down, and then who will they hire?
Greg Marshall. I just told you, he's circling like a vulture. That's what he wants.
You think they're going to go Greg Marshall?
They'd love it, and that's the one he wants.
Interesting. Or maybe it's Chris Beard. Maybe Chris Beard at Texas Tech. You know, that could be a good job for him. That'll be interesting. That'll be a hell of a coaching search. There's no doubt about it. All right, that is going to do it for us today. As always, the show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to Clay Travis. Thanks to Rashad Phillips. And thanks to Jason Fitz for joining us on the show today. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center a call at 901-309-1333 or on the web, visit them, smilecentermemphis.com.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Game!
Now you can enjoy the new year with more games, more chances to win, and even more fun from the Tennessee Lottery. And you can play any way you like. Play quick and win big with instant games. Or try drawing-style games that pack a big money punch. So don't drop the ball. Make a resolution to put a little more cash and a whole lot of fun in your pocket today with the Tennessee Lottery. game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Extra! Extra! Read all about it, folks! Feast your eyes on the most fascinating thing you've ever seen! The new special edition Jumbo Bucks! That's right! Extra! Extra! Hot off the press, these special edition Jumbo Bucks games are loaded with prizes and sweeping the state! Hurry! Get them while you can!
Well, I'll take one.
Hot off the press, special edition Jumbo Bucks instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Memphis is number one sports brand with the power of ESPN, the Grizzlies, the SEC, the NFL, Memphis Hoops and Football Talk, the Golic and Wingo Morning Show, the number one sports morning show in Memphis. Nobody else has the Jeff Calkins Show. Nobody else has the Jason and John Show. Nobody else has Giannotto and Jeffrey. Nobody else has the Gary Parrish Show. Nobody but us. America's number one sports station resides in Memphis in 2020. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Style on point. Check. Her favorite flowers on hand? Check. Perfect restaurant to start the night? Check. You're ready to make date night a great night. At Interim Restaurant and Bar. Oh, the art of flame and flavor. From their world-class open kitchen. Hey, look at the who's who of Memphis surrounding you. As you are seated and when the cocktail arrives, welcome to the show. Interim Restaurant and Bar. Lunch or dinner. Private dining for birthdays or any occasion. Book now for Valentine's Day. InterimRestaurant.com.
Nobody else has the Jeff Calkins Show. Nobody else has the Jason and John Show.
Well, hello there.
John.
Nobody else has Giannotto and Jeffrey. Nobody else has the Gary Parrish Show.
Be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
And nobody else has Rewind on their app, like Radio.com and 92.9. Nobody else is rocking ESPN. Nobody but us. John. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.